Welcome to the Burnt Powder 5 Radio Network with your host, Burnt Powder. Hello again, folks. The second installment of my radio show. It's May 18th, 2013, coming from the cloudy Northern California. Today I thought we'd talk about ammunition and how difficult it is, and a little bit about reloading and things along those lines. Like I said in our first episode, I briefly mentioned that I've been reloading ammunition. I've been doing that for about a decade now, and I reload about 99% of the firearms that I own, which the only ones that I don't load for currently are 9mm and 40 Smith & Wesson. The reason I never loaded for 9mm and 40 Smith & Wesson is I have a single stage, because I'm really into accuracy on my bolt guns and my lever guns. Never been a high volume shooter typically, and I could buy 9mm and 40 Smith & Wesson cheaper than I could load it for when I bought it in bulk, or about the same price actually. The discount that I would get if I hand loaded it would have to be, I'd have to load thousands of rounds to notice that. So, and I don't shoot a lot of high volume in those calibers, so it didn't make much sense. And it's very time consuming when you're loading on a single stage to do pistol brass, because of all the things going, especially if you can go out and blast a couple hundred rounds in a matter of an hour or so. It takes a lot of work to replenish that. But now, with the panic buying, how it's overinflated the market, I'm thinking about starting to pick up some dies for 9mm and 40 Smith, just because you can't find loaded ammunition anywhere, and when you do, it's damn. I've seen places where they're selling 9mm for $1 a round for target ammo. That's crazy. So we'll see how that goes. Right now is the wrong time to get into loading up new cartridges and new calibers, especially if you don't have supplies, but we'll see how things go. When it comes to reloading, a lot of the supplies I already have, but I always replenish what I use. It's simply impossible to find primers currently, no matter if they're large magnum rifles, large rifle, small rifle, large pistol, magnum pistol, small pistol. No matter what type of primer that you need, it's impossible to find. Locally, I found a place that had some large pistol primers, excuse me, for my 45 ACP reloads. They wanted $90 for a box of 1,000. I'm not paying that for a brick. That is double the cost that it was before the panic. I refuse to pay the inflated prices, and I suggest that you don't either. When you pay these inflated prices, and I've seen it in the past, you know, I have primers that are still good that have like $20 on the bottle. I'm sorry, on the box. I have powder that has $20 on the bottle also, but that's a different story. And now, before the panic buying, $40. $40 to $45 for primers, which is 4 cents a piece. I mean, now they want 9 cents a piece, almost 10 cents a primer. That is just ridiculous. I refuse to pay that price. You know, because if you start paying those prices, the market's going to stay high. Just like it had in 2008 when the panic buy was, prices went up and they leveled off and went down, but they still stayed high. So I refuse to pay those prices. And I have supplies also that'll keep me loading ammunition for a little while. So it's not like I'm in a panic stage anyway. I pick primers up when I find them, when they're reasonably priced. I've been searching Gun Broker for reasonably priced primers, and you can find some between the $40 and $50 a brick. You know, they have cases on there for about $2 to $225. Not too bad, but when you consider hazmat of almost $30, it adds up to the cost. So, you know, just watch that and keep an eye on that, and don't pay too much for primers or components in general. Powders, I'm still getting those for pre and panic prices. Locally, double the price. It feels like I'm getting ripped off when I see a pound of Varga for $40 when I can buy it online for $21. you know, and I usually buy in bulk with a couple buddies, so we split the hazmat fee, so it's not huge. When I do order components right now, I have two back orders at Brownells. I'm sure some of you are familiar with Brownells. They also run Sinclair International. Brownells is their gunsmithing catalog. Sinclair's is their accurate ammunition reloading catalog. What I like about Brownells and Sinclair's is they're one of the few places that you can actually back order items that are out of stock. And what's unique about that is when you back order through them, they don't charge you until the item ships. So say you have $200 in items that are back ordered, and with shipping, there's like it's 15 or 20 bucks in shipping. So one of those items come in, they ship that item out, and then charge you for the shipping. So on that initial shipment, whether it be one item or all the items, you get charged the shipping. So all the subsequent shipments, you don't get charged shipping, which is kind of nice. So the first part of April, I back ordered two boxes of Sierra Game Kings 270 130 grain bullets, one box of 30 cal 165 grain Nosler ballistic tips, one bag of 270 Winchester brass, one bag of 30-30 brass. Almost immediately, the Nosler bullets came in and shipped. So that was a surprise. I was thinking it was going to be months. Boom, it shipped within a week. I got the bullets for the 30 cal. And then about a week after that, the 270s shipped. I'm still on back order for the brass, but that's okay. I have brass to fill my needs currently. About a week ago, maybe going on 2 weeks now, I made a powder order because I haven't been able to find powders locally, and I figured that, you know, I still have powders, but I'll get in line with everyone else because the prices aren't ridiculous. I'll make a bulk back order and get in line. So if they ship in the summertime, I'll be good to go. I ordered 2 pounds of Hodgdon 4831 shortcut that I use in the 270, 2 pounds of Winchester 748, which I use for 30-30, which can be used in 308 also. Hodgdon 4350, and that was for my buddy because he's been using it in his 270. And I'm thinking about trying to do some load development on that again. And then I ordered 1 pound of Hodgdon 110, which I is a Magnum pistol powder that I use for my 44 mag. I switched to Hodgdon from Winchester 296 just because of availability. From everything I've read and all the research I've done, Winchester 296 and Hodgdon 110 are the exact same powder, so I used to use the same load data. I think my load, basically the load that I use for the 44 mag, will yield me about 350 rounds per pound of powder. Because as you know, there's 7,000 grains in a pound of powder, so you just do your conversions that way based on what your charge is. And to my surprise, like 2 days ago, the Hodgdon 110 already came in and shipped. I was like, oh, well, that's crazy. So I got charged for the, it was like 19 or 20 bucks for the powder. And then the shipping on top of that was like $13 or $19, whatever it came out to be. It doesn't look like they charged the hazmat on that one item yet. So that's already en route. So that's cool. So hopefully that's a good sign that things are starting to fill back up. What they're not accepting back orders on primers any longer, which is unfortunate. I was just getting ready to buy a case of small rifle primers, but they're not accepting back orders on those anymore. So that's unfortunate. So I just got, you can click notify me, kind of like on Midway USA. You can click notify me when the stuff comes back in stock, and they have notified me, and I'm referring to Midway USA on this. I like did the notify me on some Rainier ballistics bullets. Got notified about, because I was thinking about doing 9mm. I decided against buying a box of 1,000 count box 9mm. So I would suggest you get in line with places, whether it be back ordering items or just sending notifications. Try not to go ridiculous. That's my recommendation, you know, because my fear is, yeah, I got $500 and stuff in back order, and holy crap, it's all filling at the same time. Now I got to worry about if I have that money earmarked or if I was just planning on it, piecemealing it. So far, it's been piecemealed. That's worked out really good. I've been reloading a lot of 223 lately because I had a lot of stuff on hand. Whether it be, I had everything on hand, powders, bullets, primers, and brass. But as I'm sure you're aware of, if you're listening to this broadcast, that 223 stuff is impossible to find for reloading supplies, whether it be bullets, even Lake City brass, just some generic brass. You don't have that. You got premium brass you can find, like Lapua, where you're paying like $1 a piece or more. Small rifle primers, impossible. I had a couple bricks on hand, so I was good to go there. And then every type of powder that is typically used for 223 is sold out. And bullets, it doesn't matter what the bullets are unless you're buying premium bullets again, then those are available a lot of the times. But I don't like the idea of paying between $50 and $1 a round for plinking ammo. I did get some emails, particularly from Cheaper Than Dirt, regarding they had 22 loaded 223 loaded ammunition in stock now, but they were wanting like $1 a round. It was like $20 for plinking ammo. And after all that stuff, I think it came down after Sandy Hook that they stopped selling firearms for a short period of time because they didn't know what the gun laws were going to be. I just felt like that was more in favor of anti-gun than in pro-gun, and I choose not to support their business any longer due to that fact. Not that I did in the beginning. I always looked at it, but I don't buy ammunition. That's what they primarily are. But if I ever was to buy ammunition online, I certainly wouldn't look at Cheaper Than Dirt. When it comes to ammunition too, I guess if you need it, you need it. But try not to pay those inflated prices if you can avoid it, if you have, enough on hand to get you by, or if you're just looking for defensive ammo, you don't have to shoot up your defensive ammo, you can just shoot up your target rounds and things like that. So hopefully things will start loosening up. All the reports I've heard, I want listen to the CEO of Brownells talking about components, and he's thinking that it'll take 18 to 24 months for things to stabilize out, which is a hell of a long time. Even I don't have enough supplies on hand to last me over 2 years. If I completely stopped shooting, well then yeah, but I like to shoot. I think it's a perishable skill, and it's important for my profession also to be familiar and train with handguns and things like that. You can't even find a lot of the websites I go to because I'm a big waterfowler, and I lease a duck blind in the Sac Refuge down there in the valley. And just for duck ammunition, I usually buy a case a season. Most places are on back order or out of stock, excuse me, not back order. So I'm at the wind up paying full till. As long as I can get it, I guess, when it comes down to it, because I have a lot of money invested in my dog and my duck club. So as long as I can get the ammunition. But it's not just NATO rounds, as in 223 through 8 and 9mm and 45 ACP. It's becoming across the board. Any type of ammunition that people want and fires out of stock. The one ammo that I always seem to find and it seemed to be available, I'll do my regular shop and I'll go into Walmart, look for, see if there's anything in stock that I may think about picking up a box or two of, and it never fails. 270 Winchester, always in stock. Even the cheap stuff, and $17 a box. I mean, $17 a box for 20 rounds of loaded ammunition is a pretty damn good deal. They've put a limit on it now. I think it's like 3 boxes a day or something like that. So they're not letting people come in there and like buy them out of everything they have, but I was even in there a couple weeks ago and they had some 45 ACP and 9mm, and I kind of kicked myself for not buying it. Oh well. So if you have any questions, comments, concerns, shoot me an email, burntpowder5@gmail.com. This will be posted on iTunes and my YouTube channel, which is Burnt Powder 5. So hopefully you enjoy. Thanks.